Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. The coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it. Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, a man from Glen Ellen, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
I go back to my first meeting. That would be spring of 2001 in St. Louis when Lovie Smith took over as a defensive coordinator of the Rams. That's the first discussion we had as a defensive football team. It was what turnovers do to the outcome of a game. What the metric is you want. You want to be +3 every week in turnovers. And how that impacts offensive scoring and win outcome.
Rattler under center, fourth down and one. On the roll, Rattler throws. It's deflected and intercepted by Edmonds. Tremaine Edmonds with the pick. And Rattler with his third interception thrown today. The Bears take it away.
Dennis Allen, yeah, he's fired up.
So I've been with Al for a long time, and that's just been him, like, four. Like, let's go into this game and get four. And, four is the magic number right now.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Glad to have Matt Bowen on the show as per usual here on a Tuesday. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Matt, thanks so much. We appreciate you jumping on. I want to start with, it's been interesting seeing people dissect how Caleb played on Sunday. What did the tape show you?
It's a great question. I watched all of his throws today, Lawrence. And I'll tell you what, there's different aspects of that football game to really get into. I think you start with the opening two series, right? That's when the Bears are in their opening script. Because what Ben Johnson can do with time to prepare and putting together an opening script, there's much more rhythm to this pass game. And we all saw it, the boot plays, the play action, hitting the back foot, throwing on time, throwing with rhythm, moving the pocket to get into the edges, you know, where he's really good throwing in the move. Now, obviously, both of those drives stalled. That's something to discuss also with this football game. But I thought after that, there was a slight decline. I think the rhythm was lost a little bit. And I think the offense can go cold at times. We've seen that this season. Once you get out of that opening script. So I think the thing for this offense in terms of improving as we move forward is to find that sense of rhythm. When tendencies start to change, when defenses start to give you different looks you haven't prepared for that aren't a part of the opening script. And that's where you can take that next step. Now, there were some throws in that football game he's going to want back. There's no question about it. You know, the interception late in the game, that's a situation. We just call it an NCAA route, Lawrence. So it's a tight end in the shallow drag. The backside receiver runs a deep end breaker. The front side receiver runs the post. It's been around forever and ever, that route. You can get to it out of different formations and movements. We all know that. But in that situation, you have a corner, Nate Wiggins, who's, you know, a good man coverage corner, who's doing what he's coached to do, sitting a low hip, be in position to undercut the throw. You just can't make that throw. Because I'll tell you what, you take the check down underneath. Throw it to the running back, get 5 yards. Now you got third and five, third and six at worst. And now you're in a position, now you go to, you got to have it play and try to move the sticks and continue the drive. But that's a throw that really stands out when you say a second-year player in a critical game situation, you have to think better, you have to make smarter decisions, and you can't rely so much on your arm talent. As much arm talent as he has, I think there's still times when Caleb gets in trouble thinking he can make every throw. And sometimes that is the wrong decision, like we saw on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot there, Matt. I want to go back to the first 15 a little bit later on in the conversation, maybe. But you just got to the key thing that Matt Forte talked about with us just an hour ago. He wants to see Caleb get comfortable with the mundanity. I always struggle with how to pronounce that. but just doing the mundane stuff. And
sure.
And yeah, thank you, Lawrence. Lawrence, give me the double thumbs up. but just doing that stuff and letting the drive be what it needs to be. And so you mentioned the interception as one example of that. Are there other examples of that? And is that just, you know, youth or immaturity, relative immaturity for a young quarterback?
I wouldn't say the word immaturity, Spiegs. What I would say is a poor decision in a critical moment. And as a leader of the football team at the quarterback position, you have to know in that situation, it's not worth the risk. It's not third and 17, okay? It's, you know, a second down situation where you take the check down and you move on to the next play. And just to be more precise in your thinking in those situations. And to Forte's point, you know, take the layups that are there. You have to hit the layups throughout a football game. You know, how many big-time throws, Spies, do you really need to make a game? 3 to 4? The rest of the time is managing the offense. Playing the position in a manner that puts you in a spot to take the throws that are available, hit the layups, and continue drives. So I think that's a very teachable moment for Caleb, very teachable moment for this football team. And you asked about the rest of the game. There's a couple throws. There's an in-breaker to Rome Odunze that he missed, that he sailed the ball on. I mean, there's other aspects of that football game you can really look at and say that throw needs to be better, his footwork needs to be cleaner, his arm angle needs to be better. Those are all coachable things, though. The reason I hit on the interception, because it is such a big part of that football game and a game they did not play well. Let's just be honest. You can't score one offensive touchdown on Sundays and win. That's a lot to ask, especially when your defense is not taking the ball away at the same rate it did in previous weeks.
Matt, so about the first 15 then, is and the fact that that rhythm is not there later, and you're 100% right about how gorgeous the first 15 are.
Right.
You know, it's like the bootlegs left, bootlegs right, and subtly moving the pocket, all the rhythm. Mm-hmm. How much of that is on Ben? Are we giving Caleb too much crap for that? How much of it is on the head coach and the offensive schemer?
Well, I think the offensive coach has to adapt. That's part of it, sure. It's always a two-way street with quarterback and play car. I've always believed that, and I'll believe that moving forward. But as you saw, speak to your point, the boot concepts later in the game that weren't there. They were closing the edges. There was something that they were seeing from a defense perspective where they weren't chasing on boot and run action away, that the edge players were staying home and Caleb would boot out, and there wasn't time to set his feet. And there was a throw to Loveland in the red zone that I think would have been a touchdown, but Caleb didn't have time to set his feet because he had a defender in his face. So they adjusted. So that tells you from an offensive perspective, what can we do differently? They're closing the edges on boot. We can't go to it as much, right? We need to go more to our drop-back passing game. We need to do things with run action away and screen the opposite way to take advantage of them. There's things you can do from a play calling perspective, but to answer your question, yes, you have to adjust. That's on the entire offense, including the coaches.
Matt, why was Tyler Huntley so effective, and what did Baltimore do to kind of negate the strides forward that the Bears defense have been taking?
Right. Well, I don't think he put the ball in I don't think he made a lot of contested throws. In terms of that, not putting the ball in a situation where you're playing against a defense. You have to know this as a quarterback going in. You're playing against a defense that was taking the ball away consistently for weeks. You have to be very smart with your decision-making. You have to take a lot of underneath throws. You don't need to be risky when you don't have to. Just manage the offense. I thought he did an excellent job of doing that. They didn't have a bunch of big plays down the field. It was more taking the throws that were there, moving the sticks. And look, the Bears played well in the run defense. Derrick Henry did not have a monster game in terms of what we've seen from him in the past. They did some really good things on defense, but, you know, give credit to Baltimore, what they did game planning, knowing they weren't going to have Lamar. That's the thing I go back to this football game. These games are so hard to win. You guys know I always say that. So when you get in a situation, I know it's on the road, it's tough, we're playing against the Ravens without Lamar. It's a game you got to get. You got to get it.
Matt Bowen here with us with Spiegel and Holmes. I heard a stat this morning on Mully and Haw that this is the most Dennis Allen blitzed in this game.
Is it like 42% or something like that?
Something like that, 40, 42%. Yeah. It didn't register like that. And I don't know, is that because Tyler Huntley got away? Bears didn't get there? I mean, it just didn't register like that on the watch or even the rewatch. They didn't affect right. The quarterback. So what happened, I wonder?
I think it's all of the above, Speaks. There's times he found his reason, got the ball out quickly. There's times that he uses mobility to make plays with his legs outside of structure. And there are times when you're not winning. And we talked about this earlier in the season. When you call a pressure, whether it's five or six-man pressure, you still have to win. There's only so many times in a season where it's just rush lanes just magically open, right? And we see, and that's sometimes we hit that. But most of the time, it's winning a one-on-one. And I don't think the Bears did enough of that from a blitz perspective on Sunday.
Joe Flacco is day-to-day, and he's the next quarterback that the Bears are going to see if he's healthy. He has done a job there in Cincinnati. It seems really simple. Like the idea of, you know what you should do? You should just throw it to T. Higgins and to Ja'Marr Chase. But he's been doing that. Like the amount of targets for Ja'Marr Chase over the last couple weeks is close to 40. So I appreciate Joe Flacco being like, they're not going to run me out of here for not giving the ball to the best players on the team.
And Lawrence, for not turning it over. That's the number one thing. When you come into a situation like Flacco has, and you're not giving the football away, because we have seen Flacco in the past in his various stops where he has one of those games where he's going to turn over 2 to 3 times. Obviously, it's a short sample size in Cincinnati, but he hasn't turned the football over, and he's giving Chase an opportunity to make plays. And look, right now, Ja'Marr Chase is winning his matchups too. I go back 2 weeks ago against that Pittsburgh secondary. It didn't matter who they put on him. Ramsey, it didn't matter. He was winning the matchups and getting open. Flacco was throwing on time and allowing his wide receiver an opportunity to make plays. So if you're one of the Bears' defensive backs, obviously you know where the football is going. But also if you have coverage, the ball's still coming, right? You're going to have to make plays. Flacco's going to force you to make a play on defense. Now, one thing I will say, going back to when Dennis Allen was in New Orleans, when he played a high-profile receiver, a lot of times they played two-man. So to break this down very quickly, two-man is two deep safeties over the top, and everyone underneath is playing man coverage, right? And usually inside alignment because you have the safety help over the top. I would not be surprised to see that from the Bears this Sunday, where you have a corner underneath challenging Ja'Marr at the line of scrimmage, and you have a safety waiting over the top. What that allows you to do, guys, now with the field side safety away from Ja'Marr Chase, is to roll him down. And you can really get a double bracket because you can roll him down and wait for T. Higgins.
And it makes sense to do because Flacco can't move. If you have a quarterback right. that's mobile exactly. and he sees the back of guys' jerseys and goes, oh, you know what? I can take off and get you some extra yards in a couple of different situations.
Right, and you want Flacco to run the ball. You do from a defense perspective. You see, if that's what you're going to take to beat us, Joe Flacco getting outside of structure and running, we'll live with that, right? But we don't expect that to happen, to your point. So let's go after him. Let's have help over the top consistently, and that allows you to be much more aggressive underneath because you're going to have to challenge Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Sitting in off coverage is not going to do it. You have to go after them and challenge them.
So does Tyreek Stevenson's availability affect that at all? If you have him back and you're like, that's my one-on-one cover corner, or are both those guys so good that it's an overall philosophy that makes sense?
I think it's the overall philosophy. I don't think the Bears have a matchup player for either Higgins or Chase, consistently one-on-one throughout the course of a football game. Not many people in the league do. So I think you will see more safety help at times, Speaks, because you're going to have to do that just to limit the explosive plays over the top. You can live with slant routes and crossers, you know, catch and tackle, which is easier said than done against Ja'Marr Chase. We understand that. But you will live with those throws than giving up the vertical balls.
Man, I would have been so excited to see imagine a healthy Jalen Johnson and a healthy Tyreek mm-hmm. Stevenson.
And a healthy Kyler Gordon.
Against this group. And if it had been Joe Burrow, obviously, you know, the whole thing. Like, as you looked at it on paper, you're like, oh, boy, that'll be fun because the Bears secondary. And without Terrell Smith, in addition to the three guys we just mentioned, right. My goodness. What'd you think of what the plan ended up being, which was Kyler on the outside and then Nate McLeod on the outside, and then McLeod to the nickel and Jalen Jones to the outside when they went with five.
I don't think it's a bad plan because, Speed, this is a pretty typical what happens during a pro football season, especially when you have injuries, is that you have to get creative with your personnel. You have to get creative with your play calling. we're seeing it across the league right now with teams that are experiencing major injury issues, especially in the secondary. You have to adapt. And sometimes you get to a point where you can only do so much, and it comes down to the guys that are going in and saying, we have to roll with these guys. I'll remember this for the rest of my life. I don't know if I ever told you this story, but we played out in New England in 2002 when I was with the Packers, and we had injuries everywhere. We were signing guys on Tuesday that started in the game on Sunday, signing them off the street, and went to play Tom Brady and the Patriots. And we played one of our best football games of the year. And I think at times we just got lucky. But I always remember when Belichick and Charlie Weiss during pregame warm-ups, they walked over and watched us warm up. They must have been saying, who are these guys, right? But we went on and played a good football game, and that can happen. That's the situation the Bears are in right now, where you have to trust your scouting department, you have to trust the draft grades you had on some guys, and you have to say, this is what we have to work with, and we'll adapt as much as we can with scheme, but ultimately we're going up against Chase and Higgins, and they got to play some football.
Chicago Hope Academy's had a pretty good season, Coach. What are we thinking?
They have. We play on Saturday. It's going to be a great football game. We've been watching tape on them this week. They're 8-1 football team. They're explosive on offense. They can get after the quarterback. They're a very good football team. But, Lawrence, this is what you expect when you're in the state playoffs. There's no easy matchups anymore.
No doubt about it. Get back to practice. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You got it. It's Matt Bowen, who leaves his coaching of high school football to discuss football with us. And we appreciate it.
And IC Catholic's having a good year, and there's a kid named Bowen who's having a great year for IC Catholic.
Bowen Yang? Oh, no, he's on SNL.
Well, not anymore, I don't think.
Oh, no?
Is he? Is he still there? I thought he was one of the people that left.
I thought he's still there.
All right, well, we can find out.
I don't know.
But no.
There's a young Bowen?
Grant Bowen. Fam.
Baller?
Oh!
I wonder where he gets that.
He's a problem. And he's going to make some college team very happy. Chicago Hope Academy, pretty good. We had a good run, so it'll be fun. I might have to make it to that game.
Oh, that'd be fun to go out there and support Matt.
I've done it the last 3 years, and I love to watch him coach. And it's so crazy because like you have like the high school coaches, and then you see like a guy who played in the NFL, and you see like his approach versus what other coaches do. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. And they got a nice little operation over there. Like, they will go back and they'll look at the dry erase board. They'll look at video. And I've kind of adopted them because my guy Matt is out there coaching them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to see them in 3A compete. And it's a tiny school. I think there's only 300, 400 kids that go to IC Catholic. So seeing them play and seeing Matt coach is a lot of fun. And seeing him coach his kid is really beautiful.
You know, it's crazy. I was just thinking about, you know, former NFLers as coaches in high school.
We got a bunch of them here in the state.
Yeah, we do. All right. Olin's an assistant.
Yeah, Olin, J-Mac.
And Adam Hogue.
Robbie Gold is the head coach at Viator now. He was at Rolling Meadows, and now he's at St. Viator.
Mm-hmm.
They played IC Catholic last week. Got a beatdown.
You know, what I started to think about was Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
The quarterback who had most recently been in Detroit.
He's still playing.
Yeah, you know, he's back in the NFL now. He left Detroit after 23, went and coached Miami Northwestern High School, his alma mater, and they won the Florida High School Athletic Association state title. And then he was suspended for providing impermissible benefits.
Which is ridiculous because what Teddy was doing was like just making sure the kids had stuff.
All there was Uber rides,
yes,
meals, and recovery services, all being funded by Teddy
himself.
Himself!
Yeah.
So
it's
he
ridiculous.
Went back to his alma mater, coached him to a state title, and was using some of his own money just to take care of his kids, to take care of the kids, and they suspended him. He's like, all right, well, screw you. And now he's back.
I'll go back to the NFL. and make a couple millions to be a backup.
To be Baker Mayfield's backup in Tampa Bay.
It's great. It's a great way to live.
Wow.
Yeah, and you're, thank you, Alex. Yeah, Grant's got already got four offers.
He's
already got four offers. Northwestern, Iowa, Illinois, and Purdue.
Texter's getting in. Tom Zbikowski is the head coach at St. Pat's this year.
That's right.
I didn't realize that.
Tom was, he went to go be a fireman, right? After he was done playing. And maybe he still is.
He was a boxer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had the boxing career.
I think
he was a fireman, so maybe he's doing both of those things.
Yeah.
Jordan Lynch is coaching Mount Carmel.
Sean Considine is the defensive coordinator for the Byron Tigers.
Yeah, that's a team that Matt has run into before in 3A, and I think they're the second-ranked team in 3A this year.
John Holasek is no longer the coach.
I think Loyola's had a down year.
Yeah, well, and he, Holasek, who came out of Marian Catholic and played for a long time with Buffalo and others, was the coach at Loyola for a long, long time.
Yeah,
he left.
They finished the season 4-4. They have one more game. They've got Carmel this weekend. This is probably not good for them.
Holacek, by the way, is the defensive coordinator for the Italian Football League's Milano Seamen. I had no idea.
Sacks pack with Seamen.
It makes me think of HT's unit. I don't know why.
No, it makes me think of Hawk.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Is this actually in Italy or is it like Little Italy? Because if it's actually in Italy, John made a great career choice.
It is. It is.
The count is even. Sacks packed. With Seaman, the Mariners.
You got to make sure you.
You got to make sure you remind people what you're talking about. Thank you for reminding us.
Good luck to everyone who's playing ball this weekend at the high school level. HF has snuck into the 8A playoffs at 5-4. So good luck to HF. Shout out to University of Chicago football, by the way. University of Chicago is 6-0 in conference. They have a chance to do something they've never done. If they win on Saturday, they qualify for the D3 playoffs for the first time in school history.
Look at that.
Yeah.
See, then they might merit inclusion in a grouping, a segment that will be coming back this week. We call it The Others.
Yeah, I think The Others needs to.
Yeah, The Others.
And people are telling us that Bowen Yang is still with SNL, so that's okay. Good.
And he's also coaching at Mount Carmel. Bowen Yang.
815 Texas. Can we get to Byron High School, number one ranked team? I said they were number two. Jesus. It never fails, man. Them 309 texts that come in.
Oh, the feisty ones.
It never fails.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned the great game that I see in Byron Lawrence, had a couple years
you
ago.
You can't let people get you down. You just can't do it.
Unbelievable.
This morning I shared the video of Ohtani and Roki Sasaki running out to hug Yamamoto at the end of the game on his way back. And like two people tweeted back and said, why are they celebrating with the guy who actually won the game in Freeman? What the hell's wrong with these guys? It's like, no, done that.
People are the worst.
The worst. You gotta
bring on the dogs.
Don't. Oh. That's a good brother song right there.
Bring on the dogs?
Bring on the dogs.
That's one of you guys' songs?
It absolutely is.
Oh, that's nice.
Bring on the dogs. How about that?
Are there any other former
brother songs?
No.
There's plenty of them.
Pros or college football players that we aren't thinking of?
Gotta be. Here's a text. I love this. Can you guys do a 20-minute segment on the high school playoffs? No, we cannot.
We gave you 5 minutes, though.
We did. We gave you love in 5 minutes.
And look, the hope is that IC Catholic, like Mundelein, isn't that where Carmel Mundelein, isn't that where Adam Hogan and J-Mac and Olin are?
Every time you say IC Catholic, though, I think of IC Light. And of course.
That would be perfect for Matt Bowen.
I would. Is it coming a 30-pack? And I like all kinds of IC Light.
Mango?
Yeah, I like the mango kind too, Coach. I do. Am I the only one who thinks of IC Light every time he says IC Catholic?
Mango?
Yeah.
Hey, any of our listeners out there that are like alcohol supporters or anything.
That's Wani trolling for free bourbon last week. The alcohol supporters among our listeners.
We need to clean that up. Yeah, that is very much against the rules.
To go ahead and, and call for it.
Yeah, you got
to
clean that up.
You know what I like? I like money. Good old-fashioned American.
Anyone that wants to, send us some money.
Any financial supporters that are out there. Money's just in it for the alcohol.
Hey, man.
Hey, any of our listeners out there that are like alcohol supporters or anything, look.
Alex, that's your job. You're an alcohol supporter.
If people are just throwing around $54 million to get rid of Brian Kelly.
Oh, how about it? How about
it? They can drop a hundo on your boys.
Save it for the others. Save it for the others. There's one local team that merits some conversation above and beyond the others.
The Chicago Fire?
No, there's another one.
Finally, some Hawks talk.
No,
the Blackhawks have off to a really good start.
Not them.
Is this team 3-0?
Yes, they are.
The Bulls.
Well, wait. Damn right.
I just mentioned University of Chicago. What else could you want?
Yeah, no.
So it's not the Fire. It's not University of Chicago.
Alex has it.
It's the Bulls?
Damn right.
3-0?
Damn right. Psst.
No.
Let's discuss.
Next on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
78-73, Bulls by five. Bezelis on a clear out, triple drive, left to right, and a two-handed reverse dunk. Bezelis with a slam.
Wow. Highlight courtesy of The Score. The legend on the call with Bill Winnington last night. The Bulls are 3-0.
Against three legit Eastern Conference rivals. It is the East, and it is the bottom half of what the playoff field would be, but that's Detroit at Orlando and then home for Atlanta last night. Those are three good wins against the teams that you're going to compete with.
Every win that you can get in the NBA, I think, is a good win if you're the Bulls, you know, because the difference between 38 and 42 is real.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. You might be talking about, I expect that we'll end up talking about the difference between play-in and playoff again, And they are a team that maybe could sneak into a playoff spot in that top six, right? It's a different thing. But at the very least, eight players in double figures after seven the game before and six the game before that. I get what they're trying to do. And Billy is a very good coach. They were second in the NBA in pace last year, and they're playing fast again. They communicate actively on defense. Bottas is growing more confident and capable, like seemingly by the day. That highlight you just heard, that was Bottas facing up on the left wing, and he went behind the back, then through the legs, and then around the defender on the baseline to a reverse slam. It was like, whew, look at that. So
I like the team running through Trey Jones, by the way, more than I do Giddy.
Let's talk about Trey Jones. He is a very skilled and stable quick guard.
14 points, 9 assists for him last night. 7 rebounds, too, for Trey Jones. I like it better because I like how different the matchup can be with Giddy off the ball, where if you have him, whether it's the corner or the wing, and then watching how the defenders will have to move with that angle, mm-hmm. with his athleticism and ball handling skills, I think it makes him an even more effective weapon than if he's just bringing the ball down and then setting up like a high screen roll.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And Trey Jones and Vooch are really good on the pick and roll. They had some crunch time possessions at Orlando the other night, and that's what they did. They did Trey Jones and Vooch pick and roll and got points.
Vooch has had a great start to the season. Last night, 17-17 for him to go along with 9 assists. And the thing is, he came with a huge three late in the game from the top of the key, which is that's his shot, and that's the shot he's going to have to knock down. Everyone involved in the play early on, and Kevin Huerter has been really good at too.
They're going as deep as they need to, and it's very deep in their strength in numbers. And Io was talking about a post game last night because Io had big threes last night down the stretch. And he was talking about how what the vibe is for the entire group. It's like now with Io back, and they don't even have Kobe yet or Zach Collins. Like, this is going to be a deep team that's going to play fast.
Josh Giddey, 18 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists for him.
Still sloppy.
Yeah.
A lot of turnovers in Orlando the other night.
Yeah, and he had 3 last night against Atlanta. But I think that Atlanta thing, if everyone stays healthy, I think Trae Young and Kristaps Porzingis, I think that could be a problem for people.
See, I felt like Atlanta was a pretty good version of themselves last mm-hmm. night, and the Bulls got the win. You know who's even out there doing his thing?
Who? Patrick Williams?
As the eighth man.
I like what Billy has done. I like that Billy has been like, hey, man, I know that you got that contract and everything, but you're going to have to earn minutes. And I think that we're seeing a pretty good version of him, and it's limited minutes. So the amount of rebounds, I don't know if you can get on him for that, but the type of rebounds that he got last night were strong rebounds. One of them was a putback last night.
Yes.
Like that's what I want to see him do.
He also identified a mismatch with a smaller man on him, and he backed him down and took advantage of him deep in the post. Look, just so you know where I'm coming from, and maybe you know it anyway because you know me.
I do.
So where am I coming from?
You need a little joy right now.
Some sports joy?
You need a little basketball joy. And you're getting it, and that's okay.
I am getting it.
Look, man, look, I'm probably going to DePaul's game on Monday.
I mean, we got to go find it where we can find it.
Yes, you got to go find it wherever it's at.
And I think I said this to you the day after we had it, but like, prepping for our Arturis Karnišovas conversation.
Look at you.
It got me interested, prepping for it. Then the interview itself got me invested. And then that night, that game got me a little invigorated because I was like, all right, I see what they're trying to do. And it's not what I might have tried to do last year or the year before in terms of picking a damn lane. But he wants to play like his teams played in Denver, like his Lithuania teams played way back in the day against the Dream Team. And he dreams of playing like OKC plays, and he doesn't have a star like SGA, but he wants to play fast. He wants to be deep. And he's got a Hall of Fame coach who, frankly, is doing it right now. So I think they're fun. I'm finding them to be fun, and I am embracing that.
Yeah, I think that that's okay, too. And when you look at their first 10 games of the season, you were hoping that they could finish this thing 5-5. And now there's a chance that they can do better than that with the way that they've started off. And then we'll see kind of where things go from here. I'm not overly impressed with October or November basketball.
No, that's fair. That's fair. But, I mean, these are the only games they got.
Facts.
And I like that they're hitting the ground running. Part of it with Vooch is that he had a big, long season with the international team, you know? So he's been active and feeling it. And we'll see, man. I'm finding them to be watchable. And I'm finding them to be fun. Yes.
They're watchable.
Yeah.
Got the Kings coming up tomorrow night. We will have that game for you here on The Score starting at 6:45.
That's Zach LaVine back.
Zach LaVine.
DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan. And
More?
Wait, who else is on that team? Russ. Isn't Russ on that team now, too?
That's perfect.
Yeah, man. He's always entertaining.
I forgot Russ is there.
Yeah.
Him and DeMar. That's some old heads uniting. Right there.
At this point, Zach's an old head.
Yeah. Vooch had some nice things to say about Zach today at practice and about the greeting that he hopes Zach gets tomorrow night. He said that he thought the criticism of Zach was sometimes unfair, but that Zach was a really good teammate and they have a good relationship off the court and all of that. So
Zach is always a likable guy, except for that, like, 3-month period where it felt like he was trying to be something that he isn't, where it was like, oh, yeah, I'm a superstar and I'm going to act like it. And then it was like, that's not really who I am, though. I'm kind of just a nice guy who likes basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went back to that, and that was better. It was a much better look for him.
I'm playing poker tomorrow night.
Really? Who invited you?
My friend Jason, who they have a dealer at this game. But they don't use the Deckmate 2.0 because I will
do
not
do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by
right.
now.
Yeah, Chauncey. We do. Yeah, we do, Chauncey. I'll be going. I'll be looking around.
Are you
around.
Bringing your spy tech with you so you can find out what's going on?
I'm
going
to bring some X-ray specs I got from Mad Magazine about 25 years ago.
That's not what those were used for.
But I'm going to bring that's all I got. Well, Tanny, can I borrow your X-ray machine? To put it under the table. Can I borrow that? Or are you using it? Yeah.
I keep using that. You want to come to my house for a poker game, actually?
Really?
Nothing to do with what we were just talking about.
No,
my X-ray machine.
Bring all your money.
Tell me who else is going to be there? Got any face cards? You're going to be there?
My buddy CB is going to be there.
Speaks, you ever wanted to play poker with some NBA guys?
I really do.
Huh? With some Hall of Famers?
It's a good time to do that.
Boy,
huh?
Do we have the poker game for you.
And Bill Weddington is going to be there also. I don't know if he's a card cheat or not.
The only problem is last time I played with Bill, I got cherry pie in my eye.
The problem with Bill is the exchange rate. He comes in there with loonies and toonies. And I'm like, come on, sir.
Javon Looney? He can still play.
No. Joe Tooney? False starting?
Wow.
We're quick around here.
You guys are pretty good.
Got to keep up. You want to hang out? That's how it works around here.
It's key. When we come back, Spiegs has a conundrum. For Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
He thinks that he's in a spot, and Speaks has got some advice to help him out.
I don't know if I do. Maybe you can help with the advice. I don't know. I want to see if I'm deducing the conundrum correctly first.
All right. I like that. That feels like a Robert Ludlum novel.
Deducing the conundrum.
With Speaks next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What would you describe to Bears fans what to expect from this offense?
Philosophically, what I believe in is similar to a blast from the past named John Shoup, and that is to make the same things look different and different things look the same.
I think that's a key thing to think about as we kind of analyze what Ben Johnson throws schematically into the soup every week. Make similar things look different and make different things look the same. Right? Did I paraphrase that correctly, or did I screw it up?
Make same things look different, different things look the same.
Yeah, okay.
You can just quote it.
Yep. Yeah, I wanted to just quote it.
You don't have to paraphrase it.
Didn't want to.
You could say it verbatim.
I could. I could just lean on it.
You could.
Or Tani could play it again if he wanted to.
No, I don't want to, though.
All
that's
right.
The thing.
Okay, fine. Oof, man.
I ever tell you about that flight I took with Money B from Digital Underground? It's great.
Yeah?
That's all I got. But we played same song by Digital Underground. So.
See? There's always another show going on within the show that's going on.
I ended up on a plane. I was like, are you Money B?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a flight from Chicago. So some guy got off the plane and was like, Lawrence, I love the show. He's like, who are you?
Oh, how about it?
And I was like, well.
That's great when that flip happens.
Here's the thing, Money B. I have a lot of leather-bound books.
That is really funny.
He couldn't have
and
been.
That is to make same things look different and different things look the same.
Thank verbatim.
Thank you. There it is, verbatim. So
Money B couldn't be cooler, by the way.
That's
he was
awesome.
Like so awesome and told me some great Shock G stories. So.
Here's what I'm thinking the conundrum might be for Ben. He, at the bye, decided to simplify the volume of plays and to dress up that volume of plays with a lot of window dressing in formations and motions. So to make the similar things look different. As people said, boy, he's just running the same plays again and again. But he's got all the different stuff. He said he took the governor off. Took the governor off and had all these...
Dave Kerner?
Yeah, took him off. And so he's got all this stuff, this pre-snap window dressing. Well, guess what's happening? Pre-snap penalties, left and right, again and again and again, continuing with some of their wacky stuff and their window dressing. So does he need to simplify that? Because
no.
Well, here's the conundrum. Because if he did simplify that, he'd probably have to re-expand the volume of plays because it's that balance of making different things look the same if he's removing the window dressing. So... The conundrum, at least in part, would be to decide whether to remove that stuff and ramp up the variety of plays or just keep it like it is and just make them find a way for them to be good enough to not do what they're doing.
I don't want them to do that. I do want them to get to a place where they're continuing to add. Like, that's a great thing.
I like this, and I don't mind that it might come with the headache of a couple of pre-snap penalties here and there. And the reason why, Spiegs, is if you get down to a core of plays where they're using them in games, that muscle memory is going to build throughout the season. And you can dress it up, and they know, hey, this play is supposed to do this, blah, 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 blah.
And it works, and we feel good about it.
And you can go to it at some point as you're adding on. I would say that it just needs to continue to be drilled. Like, keep, fine, this is our core plays. Like, this is what we got, and we have to dress it up. Fine. But we're going to keep doing this, and we're going to do it so well that it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's I don't want them to abandon it. I want them to say, all right, let's make it so this is as easy as possible for everyone, and we will put it on me as the coach. I'll make it look different to the defense because of the formation.
As long as they don't screw up the formation and the pre-snap stuff.
It was upsetting, though. You're right. Like, it was upsetting to hear, hey, guys were not in the right place.
Yeah.
And you're hoping that your quarterback gets to the point where he is able to erase some of that,
okay,
even though I want the personal responsibility of other guys in the huddle to hear play call and know where they're supposed to be.
And we can talk about some of this with Jason Leisure coming up in less than 10 minutes. But look, I definitely want him to stay simplified and just hammer this stuff home. If the stuff works, the stuff works. It's like going back to the old Packer sweep. If you're killing it, you know, go ahead and do that thing, especially if it's making DeAndre Swift better at doing the reads and Manungai better at doing the reads. Keep running that same stuff. So look, I think that's right, but it does mean that the pressure is on, which I guess the pressure is, to find a way and eliminate the penalties. I thought Dave Wanstead was great talking about this morning on Mully and Haw, about ways that you have to do that, and penalties that you can survive, penalties that you can't, and some of the lessons that he learned that are still in play. And I look forward to talking about it with Wani on Thursday, and I look forward to figuring out who this is on, what leaders he's talking about, and how that's supposed to manifest, and we'll see how quickly it can get better.
I just kind of look at it as, this is going to sound a little bit weird, but the thing that you're talking about, Speaks, is something that, as a collective, we talk about a lot. That's your identity. That's your culture.
Damn right.
That's it. So we're gonna keep going. We're going to keep drilling it until everyone is comfortable and knows, and we're going to use it. And we don't care that the other team knows, because we're going to keep doing it, and we're going to do it so effectively,
yeah,
that it doesn't matter if it's the same 20 core plays.
All right, so I love that moment where Money B realizes that he needs to respect you, because you are actually something that he has to consider just for a moment. It reminds me of a time I went out to see Paul Simon. A friend of mine was doing sound for Paul Simon, and I got to go to the after show, right? And I really wanted to talk to some of the musicians who had been incredible. And I'm talking to one of the musicians, I'm trying to talk to him, and he's just paying me absolutely no mind at all, being kind of a bag. And I'm like, all right, okay, I guess he doesn't want to talk. And then later he finds out that I'm a sports talk show host, and that impressed him for some reason, and he comes running over, like, hey, I want to talk to you now. I want to talk to you. And you know what I did?
You gave him the cold shoulder?
No, I talked to him. We had a great conversation.
I always like talking with my FM peeps, because we can flip it around.
Yeah, well, that's so fun when you get a chance to do that.
So, like, if I run into Leon Rodgers from GCI, like, I can talk to him about music, or Dash and Sonic
that's
in the hallway.
That's the dream.
I can talk to them about music, and they're like, hey, I got this sports thing that I want to talk about. And
there
I'm like, hey, that works out great.
Mm-hmm.
I like that
so
idea.
So what I'm saying is, you and Money B and me and the multi-instrumentalist from Paul Simon's band ought to go just hang out.
Okay.
Do a thing.
Some of the Shock G stories are incredible, including how Shock G was one of the people that Prince would go to when Prince wanted to figure music out. That's a pretty good thing to have
that's
on
cool.
your resume.
But did you get any anecdotes from the movie Nothing But Trouble? Did he have anything for you on that one?
I didn't get that deep into my questions about all of it, but hearing that was pretty cool. And he was on his way, you know, because Shock had died a little earlier, that they were doing like a tribute for him in Phoenix, and then they were doing one in Oakland, because obviously. So that was pretty cool.
That's cool.
And he was
because I knew it was him on the plane, Tanny. But, you know, I'm like, give the guy his space or whatever. And he goes, hey, man, I was going to mess with you because I was watching Black Mirror. He's like, I knew exactly what was getting ready to happen in that episode. What did you think of it? Like, that's how the conversation started. And I was like, you're Money B from Digital Underground. He's like, yeah, yeah, but let's get back to the thing.
Remember that time you were in Digital Underground?
Remember that? Can we talk about Tupac?
That was awesome.
That was awesome. When we come back, Jason Leisure's got thoughts on the Bears. He shares them with you next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.